So we're just going to settle down and relax. And just find a way to let this day that came up to this time pass. Just let it go and be present in this moment. Being here now with the wonderful sound of the fans cooling us off in this room. Feeling that hum as a high, lovely vibration that we can vibrate with and get energized by. And as we feel that wonderful sense of relaxation and ease and peace, we just continue to settle. We might stretch something, a shoulder, a back, a neck, our hands. Just being present in this now moment, at ease and at peace with ourselves and our environment, knowing that all is truly well. As Abraham says, going general, remembering that everything always works out for us, remembering that if there's something contrasty in our lives right now, this too shall pass. Remembering that even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something going right from a broader perspective. Just breathing into the peace and allowing ourselves to sink deeply into that beautiful space that underlies all of the activity. The space where Abraham and our inner beings ever dwell. The space where we are loved, supported, and supplied in every moment of every day of all of time. There is no time at all that we are not loved. We are loved. We are whole, perfect, and complete right now. The wholeness already exists in our vortex. Health exists in our vortex. Harmony exists in our vortex. Love exists in our vortex. And as we relax and breathe, we open the door to receive. Our objective is to be receptive, to be relaxed, to be at peace and in harmony with ourselves, to find the comfortable space, the easy place that is under all of the activity, letting go of the getting here and just being here now, being present, being comfortable, being free. Finding that beautiful space of peace. Breathing deeply and remembering the wholeness. Remembering the health. Remembering the abundance that exists in our vortex. It's like a treasure trove there. Abraham says we can't even imagine what's in there because everything we've ever wanted has been accumulated and massaged into the perfect resolution of all of our desires. And it's already queued up for us. If we just come into alignment, find the path, feel the impulse, and move forward with the guidance of our inner beings. And to do that, we simply have to become receptive, to be open to the possibility that we are connected to the universal guidance. We are connected to the love. We are connected to the peace. And when I do these meditations, I always look for a quote or something to inspire me. And this week, I came across a piece of paper that had three Abraham quotes on it, all on the same subject. And the subject is beauty. Beauty. And the first quote from 2007, Abraham says, "This is an environment where I explore the art of selfishly devouring the beauty of life." Selfishly devouring the beauty of life. Some of us have been trained to find selfish an ouchy word. And Abraham says, to take care of yourself is what is required in order to help anyone else. So to be selfish, to be focused on yourself, is an important part of being of benefit in the world. And so we give thanks for this opportunity to trust and know that everything is unfolding for good, that there is harmony and grace and peace right here, and that we can simply relax into this well-being. And this is the quote we're examining at the moment. This is an environment where I explore the art of selfishly devouring the beauty of life. Selfishly devouring the beauty of life. So imagine within yourself what it would be like to devour the beauty of life, to feel the love, to feel the peace, to see clearly that there is beauty ever surrounding us. Beauty and harmony and grace. And imagine devouring it. Devouring is such a wonderfully descriptive word. We're just gorging ourselves on beauty. We're just allowing ourselves to see the beauty everywhere and absorbing it through our very skin. Taking in beauty, looking at a beautiful blue sky with white clouds, and taking in the beauty of the colors, the white and the blue together, rich contrast. Abraham says contrast doesn't have to be good and bad. It can be vanilla or chocolate. It can be white or blue. Just variety. Our world is set up so there is so much variety. And there is so much beauty in the variety. And so as we stay with the sky, imagine the sky at the beach. And beautiful sand beneath your feet. Perhaps you like to walk at the edge of the water and let your toes sink into the sand and feel the cool water up around your ankles. Allowing yourself to enjoy the beach in your perfect way. And if my way of walking along the water isn't your way, let it go and do what you love to do. Play beach volleyball in your bikini, or go dive and snorkel off the beach with the dolphins, or order an ice cream cone and sit there and lick it, or listen to someone playing music, or take a selfie with the sky and the sea behind you. Whatever sings of beauty to you in this environment, pursue it with your heart. The last time I was at the beach in Florida, there were pelicans that were posing for me. So I got pictures of pelicans from 5 feet away. And they were fabulous birds. So imagine some shorebirds at your beach. An osprey driving rapidly into the surf and coming up and flying away with a big fish. A trail of pelicans, 8 or 10 of them flying along the surface of the water in a wonderfully straight line. Sandpipers playing games with the surf, running backwards and forwards and tasting all the wonderful things that are exposed as the wave goes backwards, trusting that this is a perfect environment and the weather is glorious. And if that's not your idea of beauty, let's try something else. Let's think about the beauty of technology. Last night I went to a concert that was on a second story. And the man who was running this house concert had set up a closed circuit TV on the first floor of his barn so that one of his friends in a wheelchair could listen and see the music even though he couldn't get up the steep stairs to the loft upstairs where the music was taking place. The degree of beauty there was incredible. The music was beautiful. The guitar playing was beautiful. The songwriting was beautiful. The fiddle player was beautiful. The drum beats were in wonderful sync with the music. The people who were hosting it had provided wine and beer and snacks for everyone who came to listen to the music. And there was an incredible party atmosphere. So the sound system was wonderful. They had installed a wall of acoustic, whatever you call them, panels, I guess, to make the sound even better in the room. And modern technology enhanced this experience of music for all of the people on both floors, the ones who could climb the stairs and the ones who didn't choose to or couldn't choose to. So much beauty there. So much generosity, so much love. So much clarity. So much expansion. So think, if you will, of something that you have seen recently that included a tremendous amount of beauty. And savor that beauty. And another Abraham quote on beauty. They said, "You can have the most blissful, delightful, delicious physical experience that uplifts beyond your wildest dreams as you just focus upon the beauty that is right here in your experience. As you see something that you are wanting to see, as you see the beautiful butterfly or the wonderful smile or the little child, or as you see the friendship from a friend, and you focus upon what you want to see, and you see and feel yourself feeling good from that, now you are the magnet attracting unto you more good things." So as we focus on beauty, we allow ourselves to receive more of what we consider to be beautiful. And our definition of beauty can be completely unique to us. Where we see beauty doesn't have to be where anyone else sees beauty. You can define your experience yourself. What other people think is none of your business. You can just relax and contemplate beauty. I find incredible beauty in my swimming pool in the summertime. And as I was swimming laps for the first day it was open yesterday, I was seeing the rainbows on the bottom of the pool that moved with the waves as I swam. And the colors of the rainbows and the coolness of the water and the warmth of the sun, that was blissful for me. I was expanding in my capacity to feel and experience and know beauty in that moment. It was such a gift to be present, to be the love that is the truth of my being. I know that love, I know that energy is ever present. My inner being is here now, in every moment, seeing beauty through my eyes. Sometimes I see it too, but my inner being always sees it. There is no time when my inner being is not contemplating beauty. My inner being is loving this day, whether I am or not. So I might as well be. I might as well join my inner being and allow the joy of life to flow through me as me. The love and the harmony that is ever present is always perceived by my inner being under all circumstances. And the third quote from Abraham about beauty from Asheville, North Carolina in 2006. They said, when you focus on the beauty of something only and you activate the beauty of it within you so that it and you are one vibration, it doesn't matter how much it costs. It doesn't matter how much money you have. That's a non-issue. That's irrelevant because there is nothing in you that isn't a match to it. Ooh, that was big, Abraham said. When you focus on the beauty of something only, and you activate the beauty of it within you so that you and it are one vibration, it doesn't matter how much it costs. So take a moment and think of something radically expensive that you find beautiful. Could be a sports car or a yacht. It could be a vacation home in the mountains, on a lake, or at the beach. It could be a cruise around the world. Something that feels like a stretch to you, that is incredibly beautiful. And just take a moment to contemplate its beauty. Not from a place of wanting to acquire it, but just from a place of wanting to appreciate it in this moment. Letting it fill your heart and your mind and your mind's eye with appreciation of the beauty of what's there. Imagine yourself being there with it. Driving the car, talking to the captain of the yacht, going on shore excursions on exotic places on the cruise, relaxing with your feet up in your vacation home, basking in the beauty of life. Any place we imagine is free for us to experience and explore. Abraham recently has been encouraging us to daydream more, to remember that our imagination is limitless. There is no ceiling on what we can imagine. We can see the beauty. We can know the truth. And perhaps you'd rather imagine utterly beautiful children. I walk at the mall in the morning, and I see children from cultures all over the world. And they are all exquisitely beautiful. Their smiles, their fun feet that are learning to walk as they try out a new pair of legs and try to escape their parents. The joy and laughter they experience as they go down the slide in the playground. Their delight as their mom feeds them something for lunch that they probably don't usually get at home. That's fun. The beauty of these little children can make our hearts happy. And a happy heart is all we need to open to receive all of the good that is here for us. We are experiencing the beauty of life. We are experiencing the beauty that surrounds us, that our inner being delights in. We are experiencing the love that is the truth of who we are, and the truth that is there for us in every moment. And we can just relax and breathe and feel harmony and ease, because that's our experience of our inner being all the time. Harmony and love, ease and peace, joy and wonder, clarity and creativity. And as we come into alignment and just relax, all of that is available to us in powerful and wonderful ways. So as we come to the end of our time for this meditation, we can once again stretch just a little bit, feel the peace that we've been centered on, and allow ourselves come back into a more normal waking consciousness as we get ready to open our eyes and smile just because it feels good. All is well. Life is good. And so it is.
So it is.
Yes, those
thank
quotes
you.
Were great, and what you did with them was wonderful.
Yeah, no, I'd rather...